His voice had grown softer each day. "I need you to get me a ticket," he said. "For what?" I asked, waking at the foot of his bed. "For the train," he said. "They say I need a ticket." Except for the small lamp, the room was dark. The air was cool and clear, the first night of September. "Do you know who they are?" I asked, and he said, "Oh, yes. They are smiling and waving. I haven't seen them for so long. They want me to climb on board. I need my ticket." "I want to give you a ticket," I said.